What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And once again, I abase myself and beg forgiveness. Our toll-free line is not working yet, and they're looking at a whole new solution. They've given up on Vonage. They just can't get their act together over there. But the lines to call into the show, again, are 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, 512-716-1897, and they are displayed on the main page of What Really Happened for the duration of this technological kerfuffle, as it were. Now, a very alarming article that came out of antiwar.com, and apparently for some reason there's this big stink going on in the upper levels of the U.S. government over what's called the first use policy for nuclear weapons. Now, since the end of World War II, every nation with nuclear weapons has taken the position they will not be the first to use them, because in theory, the doctrine of nuclear weapons is as a deterrent. We're not going to use them first, but we know that there have been several people within the U.S. military's higher levels who are saying that's an obsolete concept, that given the realities of the U.S. conventional war-fighting capabilities, first strikes with nukes might be the best option. And apparently Obama is refusing to promise not to use nuclear weapons in a first strike. And this makes the hairs go up on the back of my neck, because Obama only has 4 months left in office. Why is this even being discussed right now? And part of the reason may simply be that if it looks like Donald Trump is going to succeed and we, the American people, are going to grab our country back from the narcocracy, that they may go ahead and start a major war and stick Donald Trump with it, the way the bankers stuck President Herbert Hoover with the Depression of the 1930s. And as I mentioned yesterday, Trump, being a businessman, he's not as obsessed with his place in history as professional politicians tend to be. And if it's a small war, he could call up China and Russia and say, you know, this was a stupid idea. Let's just call it off. And Putin would agree immediately. China would take a little more massaging and apologies and an act of contrition, but it still could be done. But if they start a full-on major war, including the use of nuclear weapons, then we're over the cliff. And I find it very alarming that the U.S. is not only talking about first-strike nuclear weapons, abandoning the no-first-use policy, but they're doing it while Obama only has 4 months left in office. That's a little troubling. All right, so let's talk about 9/11. As you're probably already aware, on Sunday is the 15th anniversary of 9/11. The event which launched the century of endless war on the rest of the world. And if you go back to this group called the Project for the New American Century, and they're still around, they've changed names and rebranded to the Project for whatever they're calling themselves this week. And there was a policy paper, Rebuilding America's Defenses, and it said right in there that absent a new Pearl Harbor, it's going to take a very long time to bring this new militancy by the U.S. around, that the public won't go along with it. And by golly, just when they needed it to serve their agenda, we had the new Pearl Harbor, 9/11. Now, I want to back up and talk about the original Pearl Harbor, which is right out this window over here. And it is very stirring because of all the tales that we were told growing up to actually visit the Arizona and the Mighty Mo. If you get out here to Hawaii, I do recommend that you do the Pearl Harbor tour. Even if you know that most of what you're being told is propaganda, it's still very impressive to actually be there. But we know that governments use lies and deceptions to get us into these big wars. We know that the Lusitania was in fact carrying weapons of war. They were smuggling into Britain, which made the Lusitania, even though a passenger liner, a legitimate target of war. the German government actually took out ads in the newspapers in New York warning people not to sail on the Lusitania because the German Navy was going to try and sink it because it was known to be carrying weapons to Britain. And by the way, when this was all going down, the official U.S. policy was it was still neutral in the Great War. So the Lusitania set sail. It was sent into an area off the British Isles. They knew was loaded with German U-boats. It had no escorts whatsoever. Was not traveling at top speed. And, of course, it was sunk. Oh, those dastardly Germans. They killed an innocent passenger liner and all those innocent people. And that was the official story. And that's what angered the American people into supporting the Great War, which was back when we were too dumb to realize that we needed to be numbering them. All right, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network here right now. And we're talking about how wars get started. And we're drawing the parallels between World War I, World War II, and the hoax that put us on the path to World War III, which was 9/11. So the Lusitania was sunk. The official story was innocent passengers on an ordinary passenger ship. The American people were angered into supporting the U.S. entry into World War I. And a lot of people died. But it was a lie. It was a hoax. It was completely false. Now, in World War II, obviously, America wanted to stay out of it. If you look at how short the interval was between World War I and World War II, people in World War II remembered the First World War. They didn't want another one. And then there was the sneak surprise attack on Pearl Harbor that angered the American people into supporting Roosevelt's pressure on Congress to declare war against Japan, which automatically by default, because of the Axis Agreement, brought us into war against Nazi Germany, who was the real target. Now, since then, it has come on out, first of all, that Franklin Roosevelt spent most of 1941 provoking Japan, and he was following a plan crafted by Office of Naval Intelligence Lieutenant Commander Arthur H. McCollum, who had spent part of his youth in Japan. He understood the Asian-Japanese sensibilities, and so he came up with an 8-step program. Now, these steps to Americans wouldn't look all like that much of a deal, but they were engineered to be perceived by the Japanese as horrible insults. And Roosevelt spent 1941 carrying out all 8 of these steps, and after the 8th one, the Japanese attacked at Pearl Harbor. And it wasn't a surprise. You've seen in all the movies the stories about, oh, the Japanese fleet, they maintained radio silence. Actually, no, they did no such thing. The big transmitters in Japan would send messages to the aircraft carriers. The smaller ships couldn't pick them up. The aircraft carriers would retransmit them. And it was being picked up by listening stations all around the Pacific Rim. Now, the Matson steamship, the SS Lurline, was on its way from San Francisco to Honolulu. And their radio operator, Leslie Grogan, was picking up the Japanese fleet transmissions and was able to literally plot the progress of the Japanese force coming across the Pacific towards Hawaii. The Lurline pulled into Honolulu Harbor on December 4th. And Grogan turned over all his information, including the map of the progress of the striking fleet, to the Office of Naval Intelligence. The archives have a card indicating the receipt of the material, but of course the material itself has long since vanished. It wasn't a sneak attack. All of the modern ships were out at sea. All that was left here in the harbor was junk left over from World War I. The Arizona's sister ship, the Iowa, which is sunk on the other side of Ford Island, had already been taken off combat status. It was used for training missions. And the U.S., actually, when you think about it, only lost 3 ships in the attack on Pearl Harbor. Everything else was refloated. Now, you contrast that with the Point Honda disaster in California, where the U.S. Navy lost 9 battleships all at once because of a navigation error in fog. and you'll realize that the loss at Pearl Harbor wasn't all that great. But it was enough for Roosevelt to get up there and talk about those dastardly Japanese and get World War II going. So that brings us up to the present day and 9/11 and indications that it, too, is a war-starting hoax. And today I put an additional three articles about this on whatreallyhappened.com, which became immediate targets for the DOS attacks. And one of them, I think, is one of the strongest arguments for what's going on. It has to do with the behavior of President George W. Bush, who was down there at the Booker Elementary School in Sarasota, Florida. And he's reading about pet goats. And Andy Card walks on in, it's on video, whispers in Bush's ear, and according to George W. Bush himself, that was the report of the second plane hitting the second building. Everybody at that point knows there's some kind of a terror attack going on. What does George W. Bush do? He sits there reading about goats until it's time for him to make a speech. That was it. Now, if you're a Sherlock Holmes fan, you probably remember one of the books called The Silver Blaze, where the clue that Holmes uses is that during the night when the crime was being committed, the dog did not bark. And that meant the dog knew the criminal and was the owner. And by the way, there's a new remake of the Sherlock Holmes legend called Elementary. And they used that plot line in an episode we saw just this last week. Dog barks at everybody except the one guy that they know and the dog knows, and Sherlock concludes, must be the husband. Okay? So there we are on that. So with that in mind, look at the behavior of the Secret Service protective detail around George W. Bush at that school. In theory, this is a surprise to everybody. George Bush's presence at that school has been in the media for 4 days before, and there's an airport only 4 miles away from that school. Now, we've all seen the film of how fast the Secret Service moved when there was the attempt on Reagan's life. We saw how fast they all moved when there was somebody who jumped the line at one of the Trump rallies. These guys are trained to react to a threat and not think about how it looks or what goes on. Their job is to protect the president. So here we have, theoretically, a big surprise attack going on, and nobody can know for a fact that there isn't a plane taking off from that airport 4 miles away from the school and headed this way. But the Secret Service, they don't do anything. They don't bark. They don't grab the president, throw him in his armored limousine, and drive in a random direction to foil an inbound. They don't even phalanx him. They just sit back. They do absolutely nothing. And from their inaction, we can conclude they knew President Bush was not a target that day. And the only way they could know that was that the Bush administration already knew what the targets would be. The dog did not bark because the criminal was its master. So we know the Bush administration was part of the 9/11 plot. Wasn't the sole player, but was definitely part of that. All right, let's grab a phone call here from Mateus in Canada. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you've definitely won your case. You argue that in any court, you would win for sure.
Thank you.
And yeah, it was a tough sell because the World War One was the world to end all the war to end all wars, and now we're supposed to go back to war right away. And you're right, and plus, didn't the Hawaiian radar towers on top of some of the mountains see the fleet coming, and then the soldiers were trying to dial it in, but the connection wouldn't be passed through?
Well, no, basically, I mean, there were a lot of early warnings that the Japanese were coming in. There had actually been a training exercise of Pearl Harbor ships north of Oahu, right in the path of the oncoming fleet, and Roosevelt got on the phone and ordered Admiral Kimmel to return this training fleet back to Pearl Harbor without any explanation. If the fleet had stayed where they were holding their exercise, the Japanese fleet would have ran right into them and the surprise would have been lost. And so Roosevelt ordered this task force back to the harbor without explanation. You had the USS Ward that sank one of the Japanese mini-subs something like an hour before the attack began. And everybody said, oh, the ward was just making it up. They were making it up. And finally, oceanographic students from over here at the University of Hawaii, they found that sub. The Japanese mini sub that the USS Ward sank is still out there and visible outside Honolulu Harbor. And as far as the radar was concerned, the huge return that it was showing from the attacking aircraft was dismissed as a coincidental flight of B-19s coming in to Pearl Harbor. But there were a lot of reasons to realize that somebody was trying to stay in control of the information and not let the surprise be spoiled before everybody got there for the party.
Well, the good news is that the world is now recognizing that this is the pattern that's always being used.
Well, that is a good thing. Now, but before you continue, there's one more thing I want to share with you. All of the communications between Franklin Roosevelt and Winston Churchill have been declassified and put in the libraries and archives, with one exception. And that's a message from Winston Churchill to Roosevelt on November 26th, which is the day after the Japanese striking fleet's orders from Admiral Yamamoto were intercepted here on Oahu at a place called Station H, and decoded at Station Hypo at Pearl Harbor and sent on to Roosevelt without informing General Short or Admiral Kimmel. They were set up to be the patsies in this whole thing. And I've got this video that I made very early on with What Really Happened, where I went out to the site of that radio intercept station, and the foundations for the antennas can still be seen there. The foundations for the radio building are still there.
Wow. So may I change the topic briefly?
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I never realized that how much I dislike Kane, which is Hillary's running mate, until I saw my first interview with him being asked by CNN some questions. Okay, so here's my impression of Mr. Kane. It's about 20 seconds long. The first 10 seconds is him being asked a question, and the second 10 seconds is his answering a question. Can I go?
All right. Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Yep. Bovine excrement, bovine excrement, bovine excrement, bovine excrement, bovine excrement. Trump did it.
I love it. I love it.
Well, and it's very accurate. And I'm not joking. That is very, very accurate.
Yeah, I think we need to make a Tim Kaine talking doll with a little plastic ring, and you pull it. And he says
it's annoying when he's being asked a question. He's like, "Yep, you look like a little weasel, like a little excited lying weasel." Yep. Like, what do you mean? Yeah. What are you talking about? Yes. What? It's very annoying. And then it's just a total lie, and you can tell that the lie has been like scripted and voted on and tested, market tested, and then it just always ends up with blaming Trump for something. It's got, even though the conversation is totally unrelated to Trump.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, everything coming out of the Hillary campaign, it's either bad Russia or bad Donald Trump. And that's it.
Exactly.
Okay.
My mission is complete for today.
All right. Well, congratulations. Your mission is accomplished. We're going to let you go here. Coming up on a commercial break. Thank you very much here. Now, the other article that I put up about 9/11 has to do with photos of the wreckage, clearly showing the scars from demolition charges. And remember earlier, actually it was last week, we reported on how this European physics group in their journal had a study where they said there's absolutely no question that the buildings brought down on 9/11 were brought down with controlled demolition. And the scars are visible there. The article is called Shape Charges and the World Trade Center Collapses. You can go and see the photos for yourself. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Whoa. While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to grab some phone calls here, starting with Chris in Las Vegas. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. You spoke earlier about Hitler's attempts to blame Russia for hijacking the election and voter fraud that they anticipate and likely know will occur. I would point out that several years ago, before this first so-called election of Obama, George Soros groups, whether it was Move On or Occupy, I don't remember which group, but SEIU was set up, and they set up a training school to train up voting machine maintenance and repair facilities so that they could qualify individuals to move about the country, occupy, infiltrate, and to basically hijack and take over the voting machine maintenance, distribution, service, delivery, and pickup, and any service in the field and investigations to purported anomalies that may occur. This gives them the proprietary secret access that would give them the ability to embed, implant microprocessor chips or sleeper chips or communications that can be switched on or off locally or remotely or by satellite or telephone or other infrared devices to be able to actuate and deactuate the sleeper program and to evade detection by being able to
I think Occam's razor has to apply here.
Several years ago, first so-called election of Obama, George Soros groups
Okay, we're back. All right. Are we live?
Seems like we are.
And boy, isn't it wonderful living in a fascist economic dictatorship where nothing works at all? All right, but again, Occam's razor applies here, and you don't need really complicated stuff. The documentary Hacking Democracy shows if you just have access to those memory cards, that's all it takes, and you can shift the election any way you want to go. And you don't need to go on in there and insert new software. Because the software that came with the machine is already set up to allow the elections to be changed. That was something else Bev Harris determined when she got hold of the GEMS system from Diebold, and they were dumb enough to put it out on an FTP server with no protection. And she discovered 12 different ways this software was set up to allow people to go on in and change the results of elections and leave no trace whatsoever. And that's all it takes. We have to get rid of those machines. We're never going to have honest elections in this country again while our votes are being tabulated on computers that we cannot peer inside of. Paper ballots, and again, this little system I've come up with about how to keep a tally going all the way up, and your privacy as a voter is protected, but the integrity of the vote itself is preserved. And the system we have right now where we all go in and push a button and then the next day the corporate media tells us who our rulers are going to be, that's complete utter nonsense. That's the sign of dictatorship.
I totally concur with you, Michael. I certainly support getting rid of electronic tabulated votes and anything that's not tabulated on site or at least at a centralized local collection point with mutual independent overseers from both parties to assure the authenticity of the count of the election and that only qualified vetted electors are able to participate, not foreigners who have no vetting or qualification or obligation to America's interests.
Thank you. My system for honest elections doesn't even have central tabulation centers. If you go back to the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, it was this idea that the votes were not going to be counted in front of the voters that triggered that armed rebellion.
Indeed. Thank you so very much, Michael.
All right. Thank you very much here. We've got another caller waiting, but we're coming up on a commercial break, so I'm going to ask the caller to be very, very patient. Meanwhile, we've been talking about the U.S. littoral combat ships, and you want to talk about timing. This was just after Obama is thumping his chest about America's naval power. The top U.S. Navy admiral is saying we're invincible. All of the U.S. Navy's littoral combat ships have been ordered back to port and dry dock until they can figure out why they keep breaking down. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And aloha, Finland. I've just been gently chastised by somebody for failing to recall that I actually have a global audience on this show. But like Donald Trump, I'm going to put America first. But hello, Finland, anyway. And I'm glad everything is fine up there. All right, let's go back and grab some more phone calls. The lines are filling up. Ed in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How's it going?
Pretty good. I'm fighting a cold today, but other than that, I'm fine.
I wondered what it meant when you do a shout out to your affiliates. What does that actually mean?
Well, basically what that means is the affiliates have their own show clocks, and they're doing a news insert and commercials that runs up till about 6 after. The RBN clock, as you know, starts at the top of the hour. So the affiliates like it when we recognize that they're out there and listening to our program. And so we'll do that little shout-out to let them know that, you know, we appreciate the fact that they are affiliates.
Okay. one thing when we were talking about the Fukushima accident, and I mentioned the fact that the seismology readings all over Japan didn't match the fact that there was supposedly a 9.0 180 miles offshore. That an Israeli contractor, I think it was like a year or two prior to the meltdown, installed a 5,500 pound camera. And I didn't know if you had seen a picture of that. It just seems like a 5,500 pound camera is kind of big. You know?
Well, it depends on what the camera is imaging. Given the presence in the reactor, it may be imaging in radioactive frequencies. Not all cameras see invisible light. Some see in infrared. Some see in ultraviolet. There are even X-ray cameras that are used on spacecrafts. So we don't really know what that device was. But I know where you're going with this because I've had other people insist that Fukushima was deliberately blown up by a nuclear device. Let's first of all get very practical here. The reason the seismographs are a little at variance with each other is because we don't have accurate maps of the deep crust. And depending upon hydration and density, the propagation of seismic waves can change slightly. But they pretty much know where the epicenter of the quake was and how deep it was. And at the current levels of technology, it would be impossible to get a nuclear weapon down there. Plus, even the most powerful nuclear weapon available today can only generate a magnitude 3 earthquake.
Well, the reactor was totally offline at the time of the accident.
One of them was. Not all of them.
That's just something that was along with the document part.
Well, nuclear reactors, you know, they run them when they need the electricity, but nuclear reactors do get shut down for refueling, for maintenance and safety inspections. They don't run 24/7. I believe that one of the six reactors at Fukushima Daiichi was in the process of being refueled, and that's why the issue of those spent fuel rods was so serious.
I really like your show. I think the things that you got going on there, the things that you're talking about, are awesome. It's too bad that. I mean, the younger generation needs to hear this. If they don't hear this kind of stuff in school, they're just going to be blindsided, you know, until they finally figure things out.
Well, the good news is the younger generation is now tuning in to the independent media as a whole, and I've seen that trend really accelerate. The first 10 years I was doing this, the demographic of the readership of whatreallyhappened.com were people my age, and my situation, but now it's trending downward, and we're getting the young people. I get lots of email from young people who are saying, boy, what they're teaching us in school is just total garbage, but if we don't go along with it, they'll flunk us, whether it's global warming or any of the other stuff. But they understand that, yes, we live in a nation where the government controls us with this literally a matrix of lies that we're embedded in. And I think that's one of the hardest things for people to understand is not that we're being lied to, but that we're being lied to about almost everything out there.
You know, going through school and everything, and then starting with like the swine flu vaccines and being so sick after having to take those. I don't know what point it was that in my life that I just started seeing that the media I can't believe some of the things that the media says at times. You know?
Well, you know, when our country was first set up, media was kept deliberately small and diverse. So that ordinary people reading newspapers, listening to radio, and then later on television got contrasting, conflicting opinions, and then they would sit and evaluate for themselves. And starting with this military campaign, going all the way back to Desert Storm, the U.S. government made a deal with all the media saying that if you will embed with our troops and report on the war the way we want you to, we will rescind all the laws that limit how much media any one company can own. And out of that came these massive media corporations like Clear Channel that just gobbled all of the media up. And we are now in a situation where virtually everything that you read, see, and hear in this country is controlled by just six corporations, all of them very tightly tied in with the U.S. government. That is not what the media was supposed to be. And it's created this vacuum of real information that the independent media has leaped in to fill.
And it seems like they all just repeat everything that the other one was told. That, you know, they go through there, and here's 101 television stations saying the exact same thing.
Yeah, I think Conan O'Brien does that on his show as a regular feature, where they'll have a video from all these affiliate news stations across the country, and literally word for word, they're saying the exact same thing. It's the Ministry of Propaganda. They're there to feed you what the corporations and the government want you to think. And yeah, they're just going from whatever they're handed. These are not real reporters. They're not real investigators. They sit there. They know how to do their hair and their makeup and look really good on TV. And other than that, they read whatever is presented in front of them, and that's it. And the more convincing a liar they are, the more money they make.
Now, I'm not exactly sure how you feel about this, but I believe the plane went ahead and flew over the Pentagon.
Well, we're going to have to disagree on that one. Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Let me ask you a couple of questions, okay? First of all, why bother doing some kind of a switch, especially with the potential that there are going to be a lot of people who see what happens? There's no motive for the government to do anything like that. They have to get rid of that airplane and all the passengers anyway, don't they? Why not go ahead and crash them into the building? That way all the physical evidence lines up. And the second thing, as far as you're flying over the Pentagon issue, hundreds of people saw that plane flying toward the Pentagon. Okay, there should be equally hundreds who saw it flying away. None did. So we're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go because we got a bunch of other callers waiting online who would like to work in the real world. And we're going to start with Obi in Colorado. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I want to talk briefly about the History Channel is running a commercial, and it shows George Bush Jr. And he makes a comment. He said, "All I cared about when 9/11 happened was the safety of the little girl that I was reading to." And that makes me want to rail.
Yeah, I'm sorry, George. It's wonderful, romantic, political thing, but your job was to worry about all 300 million Americans. And again, you know, by staying in that classroom with the students and teachers, George Bush technically made them all targets. That if he really cared about the safety of those kids he was with, he would have left immediately at that point, and the Secret Service would have driven him away. So the whole thing was a hoax. And
absolutely.
And we all know it was a hoax, and we all know that the government is trying to keep the confusion going with all this nonsense about no plane at the Pentagon and the rest of that stuff. But, you know, we can look at the large view and understand this was a gigantic war-starting hoax. We can all agree on that. We can all agree on the fact that the government and the corporate media are lying to us. Let's stop being lured into arguing over trivialities and decide, what are we going to do about this? Do we want the next generation of Americans to grow up under a government and corporate media that uses them and exploits them through lies, fraud, and deception? That's the decision we all have to make.
And I have one more comment.
Okay.
I've read and studied a lot of things, and I think that George Soros is a puppet of the Rothschilds.
But I think he's definitely in with that same group.
Well, he's a billionaire, but they're trillionaires.
Yes.
So that kind of tells you what the pecking order is. And,
okay.
And, you know, that's my opinion, and you can disagree if you wish. You know, the other thing is, I certainly hope that the younger generation, I mean, I live in a little town called Pagosa Springs in Colorado. You can go to a gas station here, and guys are on that work at the gas station are on their computers watching alternative news. And it happens everywhere in this little town, and there's only like 5,000 people in this little town.
Well, going from our server statistics here, I mean, our audience is definitely growing. There's no question about that. And the fact that Hillary's people are trying to hack our server all the time and shout us down tells us we're doing a good job. You know the old saying, if you're catching flack, you're over the target. And this constant battle between the Democrats, the party of the cheats now, basically tells us we're having an impact, that they're concerned about what we're doing. So that just encourages us to go a little bit further.
Can I make one last point?
Real quick, because we got another caller waiting.
Oh, God, it went right out of my head. I'll have to call you back another time with it. I'm sorry. I remember right quick. I'm listening to you guys over CenturyLink, and my nickname for them is Censored Link, because, like, every day when I'm listening to you, when you start talking about Hillary or when John's talking about stuff, I lose you on the Internet.
I would not be surprised. I've gotten a lot of emails from a lot of people saying that even when they're listening over the air on AM, that when my show comes on, there's a howling and whining sound. There could be somebody there with a RF generator. When you look at the desperation of Hillary's people, there is nothing they will not do to force Hillary Clinton on us. And we already know there's murder out there, blackmail, whatever it takes. From their point of view, the only sin is losing.
Absolutely. Well, have a good day, Michael. I'll let you go.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch over here to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, thank you very much for being so patient and waiting through these other calls. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I originally called in to talk about 9/11 and get your take on all the different professions and people in positions and fields that would have to, because of their knowledge and experience, know that certain aspects from their perspective of the official 9/11 narrative don't fit, have to be a lie. But my thoughts kind of get redirected because I'm trying to figure out where you're coming from. Now, do you believe that the Saudi hijackers flew the planes into their targets, or do you believe they were flown remotely, they were taken over, or what?
Well, we do know that some of the named hijackers were still alive after 9/11.
Right, right,
the
right.
head of the FBI even came on out and said that the identities of the hijackers were all based on documents which were very, very good forgeries, so they really don't know what was going on. There was one eyewitness to the plane at the Pentagon who was close enough to where he said he could see what looked like the flight crew was struggling with their controls with the airplane. And this gets back to a gentleman named Dov Zakheim, who happens to be a rabbi, but he was also comptroller of the Pentagon during the period where trillions of dollars went missing. Remember, the day before 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld had to get up there and admit that the Pentagon had misplaced $3 trillion, with a T, of your dollars. It should have been the financial scandal of the year, but 24 hours later, 9/11 happened, and the media had something else to be dealing with. Now, Dov Zakheim, before he was appointed to be comptroller of the Pentagon, he ran a company that made remote control flight systems.
Right.
So
Hang on,
Frank, give me a second, because I had something else to share with you. We know that Flight 93... The official story about the heroic passengers deliberately crashing the plane, if they had control of the airplane, they wouldn't have crashed it. They would have given it back to the pilot. But the possibility there, because remember, if you look at the Nodet Brothers documentary about 9/11, the firefighters on the ground in New York are told there is a third airplane coming on in. It was probably intended to hit building number 7. but it may be that the flight crew on Flight 93 succeeded in getting control of their aircraft back, either from whoever the hijackers were or the remote control system. And at that point, there were witnesses on the ground who said it was shot down by a U.S. military plane, and the wreckage from Flight 93 was scattered over 8 miles of countryside, which is not something that happens when a plane just crashes into the ground. The wreckage is collected. So I think it was shot down, and they still had to bring down Building Number 7 because it was already wired with explosives. And that's why we had this Building 7 coming down into its own footprint with no apparent reason for it to do so. And it was such an oddity. The official original 9/11 report didn't even mention Building 7. Anybody going from the official story thought there were only two buildings that collapsed that day. So I think this was a joint operation between the United States and Israel in order to launch that century of warfare on the rest of the world advocated by the Project for the New American Century. Okay?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'm familiar with everything that you just said, and I appreciate you covering that for the new people listening in. But, I mean, you just think of all the people.
Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. Hang on, I'll come back to you.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're going to go back to Frank here. And you had something else you wanted to add to the discussion.
Yeah, well, just all the different people that have to, because of their experience and their professions and their knowledge and their inside knowledge and just the people that they know and the networking and the talking that goes on between individuals of certain groups that, you know, certain professions and whatnot, like airline pilots and people like that, and police officers. I mean, I was in communication. It was probably around 2006, 2007 with a woman on MySpace that claimed to be a police officer on 9/11. She was on duty, and she said over their radios they could hear that other police officers were finding and rounding up these people that had remote control detonators. And I said, well, did you ever tell anyone? And she said, well, no. I said, were you guys ordered not to talk about that, not to report that or talk about it to the media? And she said, no, you just know as a cop, you don't talk unless you're, you know, given an authorization to talk about something. You don't talk about it. But there just have to be a lot of people. You're talking about the Secret Service earlier. And, you know, they have to know. I hear these esteemed guests coming on, like Alex Jones. Oh, this guy was Secret Service, and he's out to get Obama, or he's out to expose Hillary Clinton. But all these guys have to know that 9/11 under Bush was a lie.
Well, there's a difference between suspecting it was a lie and actually having the hard information that proves it, and having that hard information that can prove any government deception or crime. You can wind up like John Ash, you know, with your throat crushed from a barbell. And so I think over the last 30 years, this climate of terror, even within the government itself, has a lot of people staying silent about what they know. They don't want to lose their jobs. People in the government are paid 30-50% more for the same work as people in the private sector, and that's assuming that they even work. And we've seen all these scandals where during the Deepwater, or leading up to the Deepwater Horizon disaster, the people at the Minerals Management Service were just sitting in their offices looking at online porn. Same thing with the Securities and Exchange Commission during Bernie Madoff. They got a sweet deal. They're not going to do anything that brings it down. We have more people working in government than working in manufacturing, and all of those people represent a support base for everything the government wants to do. And they don't have to be an asset for CIA. They don't have to be a synonym for Mossad. They just have to be somebody who says, I got a good deal here. I got a nice, steady, guaranteed paycheck. They can't fire me because I work for the government. I'm not going to blow the whistle. The people who are blowing the whistle are ones who have been wounded to a degree where they're saying, I can't go along with this anymore. And they're seeing this not as a threat to their own personal job, but a threat to the nation itself. I think that may be what motivated Seth Rich to do what he did. There are still people in this country, even within the government, who are alarmed at the direction this nation is going, and they're trying to figure out what can they do about it that doesn't risk their job or their life. And that's a very, very real concern. Over the years, I've gotten tons of leads and information from people that I literally cannot use, because to do so would cause harm to the source here. And if there's one point of pride I have from my entire career as a truth activist, I've never burned anybody. And that's a point of pride. Got to let you go here. Thank you very much for the call. And we got to take a break for station identification.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.